USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump Jr. testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. Over the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson presented a controversial short-term plan aimed at extending government funding until February. In a letter sent yesterday to all House Democrats, Jeffries conveyed that they are actively reviewing the proposal put forth by Republican leadership and engaging in discussions with fellow members. The House scheduled to consider Johnson's bill later this week. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters yesterday that the two leaders will address some of the most fundamental elements in the relationship between Washington and Beijing.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters reconsider using public transit, explore alternative routes, or work from home until the affected section of the I-10 becomes operational again. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Marijuana users say it helps them get a good night's sleep, more than medications even do. Washington State University led a study that compared marijuana to sleep aids like melatonin. More than 80% of pot users say smoking joints help them get better sleep. In fact, 60% got 6 to 8 hours of sleep. How about some big shoes to go with your Big Mac?
McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs, and they're going to set you back $70 to $75 when they debut Tuesday. In collaboration, the companies are introducing Crocs inspired by the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie, alongside a classic red and yellow color scheme. Each pair comes with matching socks, available for an additional $20. The custom designed Crocs and socks will be accessible at Crocs retail outlets and through wholesale partners. I'm John Schaefer.
Cantaloupes being recalled in at least 10 states. That's according to the FDA. Sophia Produce recalling fruit bearing the Malachita label, sold between October 16th and October 23rd due to the potential for salmonella contamination. Authorities are advising you, if you have an affected fruit, to dispose of it or return it to the store of purchase. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.